Oh, you guys already know what time it is. We are back at it again with another Blind Banger. People, welcome back to the Blind Perspective episode or banger number 12. Now, please, before we continue, please, you guys, make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. It means a great deal. It will help me build my blind algorithm. Going ahead, we will wait. You good? All set? All right, let's move on. People, I hope everything is well with you. Everything is well in your orbit. We're, you know, doing well. We're healthy. Everything is well on my end. I know it's been a few weeks since the last episode. I did say I was going to be going on a hiatus. I had some appointments, and might I just say, I am so tired of seeing these doctors. And, like, you know, you got to see your doctor or whatever, but I'm just so tired of seeing them. Like, one thing I will say is, like, in some places, in some fields of medical, I see vast developments of technology. And others, I just, it's like we're significantly lagging behind in the medical field in certain departments. So recently, I had a sleep study done. It turns out I got a problem sleeping. Of all things I have a problem with, it's seeing, hearing, and now sleeping. I'm just a wonderful bill to deal with. Anyway, so I go to this sleep study, and I'd had this sleep study like 8 or 9 years ago, per se, or give or take, not per se, give or take. And I remember, like, it was rather uncomfortable, and I thought it wasn't going to be accurate. And recently got out of the neck situation. More on him on a later episode. And so I go to my sleep study, and what really was throwing me off was, like, we pull up to this building, right? This is me and my uncle. We pull up to this building, and it is dead. Ain't nobody in the front. Nobody told us that we had to go to the back. And because my uncle's like, yo, you sure this is where you gotta go? Because nobody's inside. We go up to the door. It says open from 10 to 7. Okay. So, and we get to the back, and there's literally 3 cars there. And my uncle's looking around like, is this some Freddy Krueger type of situation? Like, I'm making jokes the whole time. Like, we get in there, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is where they dose us up. This is where they dose us up with Hypnosil. And if you're a fan of Nightmare on Elm Street, if you know, you know. So, you know, we get there, and my uncle sees another patient, and yeah, she's in full on pajamas, matching, of course. She's got a blanket. It looked like she had a personal pillow with her. And he's like, were you supposed to bring something? Like, she's over here with a whole ass bed and shit. Like, she's about to move in for the night. And yeah, so I go in, right? And now, mind you, to give you guys context, I got long hair. Like, I don't got, like, Rapunzel ass hair. I'm not saying, like, I'm Chris Hemsworth, okay, people? But, like, my hair's, like, to the start of my shoulders, like, the tops of my shoulders, okay? So I was not prepared for what was about to happen. So, nice lady, we'll call her Mindy, and she's... lovely black woman. Like, I even told her, I was like, listen, if it were up to me, like, I'd be ripping down every J-Lo poster in wherever they are, because but anyway, because I always gotta like, not flirt, but I always just gotta, like, joke around with my doctors or my nurses or whatever. Like, listen, the last time I saw a doctor, I asked him, we're not going to get into that. But anyway, so I was told, like, okay, we're just going to see, like, how you sleep and all that. And I'm like, all right, cool. I already know I have insomnia and this and that and this and that. So the nice lady, Mindy, is like, okay, we got to hook you up to the sensors and all that. I'm like, all right, cool. So I literally ask her straight up. I'm like, do you have to put any on my hair or on my head? She's like, well, we have to put a few sensors on your head to measure your brain waves. I'm like, no, okay. So I'm thinking like, all right, it's going to be like some new type shit, like some Black Mirrors type shit. Nope. Nah. Nah. Mean to tell me how this woman had me sitting in a chair and she strapped me to like, so apparently she had to make sure that I did not get out of bed before, you know, the test began. So apparently I had to, you know, use the bathroom and all that shit beforehand. Don't mind me. I'm just making sure my drink stays cold. So, you know, she comes in and I'm watching TV and I'm just cool and whatever. And she's like, all right, I'm going to hook you up to the thing. And so she puts like this fucking sticky ass putty in my fucking hair. Right. And not only that, but she's got to put sensors on my life. For anybody who's had a sleep study, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. And like, remember how I said in a previous episode, I believe it was last episode, how Snoop Dogg was about to get canceled because, and I, about the Lightyear movie bullshit. And I had said that they need to have like in the rating, like awkward alphabet soup mafia conversation awaits. Like they don't warn you like, you might want to be prepared. Because they had to put sensors on your legs to, I guess, make sure you don't got no shaky, stanky legs up in there. And putting them on was fine. Taking them off, though, this woman damn near ripped out my leg hairs, like, to the follicle. And, you know, they had me hooked up to, like, a breathing apparatus. Not a breathing apparatus. They had me hooked up to, like, a catatula or you know, the things you get oxygen from. Anyway, so apparently all throughout the night, because I'm a restless sleeper, come to find out. So there was a few times, like two or three times, where Mindy was like, I'm sorry, but you keep knocking this out of your nose and you gotta just, I gotta, she just had to keep adjusting it. And she kept having to wake me and I was not a happy camper. And I literally had to wash my hair two times. Like, can we come up with another type of solution for a sleep study? You mean to tell me that we could have dead people in movies with CGI, but we don't know how to make this a bit more comfortable? Mind you, this is twice I had to reschedule my sleep study. But you mean to tell me that we can't at least make this comfortable? We can't at least have like something hooked up into the bed or wearing a foot, you know what? Let me not say anything before the government is like, let me take this down. But yeah, so that's just one of my grievances of the medical field is how some aren't exactly advanced and then some are. Like I remember I got x-rays of my teeth and come to find out, like, they had, like, this miniaturized, like, x-ray machine, like, for the jaw and for the teeth. And in this particular dentist office, I had always seen, like, this big-ass machine with, like, this crane-ass arm looking like a fucking New York construction site. And all of a sudden, this woman comes up and she's just like, boop, 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 boop. And I'm like, wait, where's the big machine? And she's like, oh, this is a miniature one. Like, that's only in the main one. And I was like, what? Like, and they have all those advancements in technology, but like, it's other things that they don't want to, you know, give a leg up on. Like, you know how, like, I just have some ideas for like specifically the sleep study. I don't know how it would be for like the breathing and shit like that. Cause I don't know how someone would get around that CPAP machine. That shit seems uncomfortable. But anyways, I'm all healthy. No, you know, picking and prodding needed. No bullshit. Just, you know, keeping these doctors in order. And yeah. So on to some current events that you're, you know, blind host with the most is gonna be talking about some current events and roasting them till they toast. So on the first of events, and let me just preface by saying this, that this is no way a political podcast, and I don't really plan on talking about any type of politics in the future, mainly because I don't subscribe to any of the politics that go on in this country. But as most of you know, listening to this, on September 10th, Charlie Kirk, unfortunately, was assassinated at Utah Valley College while he was having a debate with the student body of this particular school. Now, I'm not going to get into, you know, what he stood for or what he's at. What I do notice, right? And again, this is not the first time a quote unquote political figure has been assassinated on TV. You know, we've had multiple people getting into politics that have been, you know, assassinated, unfortunately. However, I did not know who Charlie Kirk was before, you know, the day that he was assassinated. But I noticed that there was a strong uproar of people mocking his death. And I just wanted to say condolences to his family and his children. From what I can understand, there were both his kids and wife were in the crowd. And, you know, I'm not going to get into like, oh, where's the blood? Where's the exit wound? I'm not going to get into all that. People already have their tinfoil hats wired straight on their head as soon as this guy, unfortunately, was assassinated. And, you know, I'm not going to get into that because literally I felt like Michael Corleone in Godfather. I believe it was either Godfather Part Two, where he sees Constance, his sister, with another man. And for those of you who haven't seen The Godfather, so Sonny, Constance's brother, also Michael's older brother, got into a fight with her husband and then had Sonny killed, and then Michael had that husband killed for killing his brother. Anyway, so Michael is watching his sister in the movie. Michael is watching his sister enjoy herself with the family, but she's with another man. And they don't say specifically how long it's been, but I literally felt like Michael Corleone in that movie when he literally looks at his sister and says, the ink on your divorce papers isn't even dry yet. And people were literally on social media mocking his death like that very day. Like the day that Charlie Kirk was shot was the day that people were like, oh my God, I hope it's true. And people were literally celebrating his death. And literally, I had to literally remove myself from Instagram for a good 1 or 2 days because all I kept seeing was people celebrating Charlie Kirk. So I was like, I even had seen people going as far as, you know, saying that his wife and kids should be next. And nobody should be murdered just for speaking their mind. Again, this is not a political podcast. I have no political affiliations. I don't even really pay attention to this stuff, but I just want to say, like, people can we just let the dead just be dead? And like, for people that are, and listen, I'm all for a good conspiracy theory, but people are forming conspiracy theories before this guy is even like buried in the ground. Like people, like, this is the thing about technology, is the fact that like we can't let certain things breathe nowadays. And like, it's the fact of like, it really does make me think. And I was asking someone, I was like, what would it have been like if we had all this technology and all these social media platforms and we saw Kennedy get assassinated with all this technology? And it really just does make me think, like, is this really where we are headed as a society? But I just want to say once again, condolences to his family, and just please, like, mocking the dead is not cool. But anyway, moving on to more positive, not more positive, we're just moving on to the next one. Now we're gonna respectfully move away from the tragedies and the grievances that goes around the world, and the next current event I gotta do, I'm going to introduce my cool voice, and it sounds a little bit
like this. You see what I'm saying? And I got a question for all of you guys. When the last time your childhood got real fucked up? I'm talking like real fucked up. Like, really think about it for a second. 3, 2, 1.
And we're back to the regular voice. Okay. So, I'm a 90s kid, born in 97, tail end of 97. So, technically, I am a 90s baby. Okay. So, I grew up. I didn't really grow up, right? But when I was younger, I used to go to Chuck E. Cheese. Okay. And, you know, it was cool. Like, I played video games. It was, you realized about 3 or 4 times going there that it's just shit pizza. Like, they just recycle the fucking slices that aren't eaten on the buffet, and they just put that shit together with some cheese, and boom, you got a pizza. And so I remember going there and, you know, seeing all that, and especially seeing, you know, Chucky that came out, and you know, you have to take a picture with Chucky. So nowadays, especially if you're living in Tallahassee, Florida, in the June or July time of year, apparently there was an incident as to where cops went into a Chuck E. Cheese and arrested Chucky. Like, I'm talking about Chuck E. Cheese, like Charles E. Cheese Durant. Like, put this motherfucker in handcuffs and gave him the whole perp walk and all. Like, I like, put the handcuffs on him in front of the children. What? That's right, Lil Jon soundbite, in front of the children. And worse enough, when they were questioning him, like, yeah, with a body cam footage. I don't know if this is the right one, because apparently there's been multiple Chuck E. Cheese arrests. But apparently, like, the guy was telling him, like, no, I can't take this off, and that they go and arrest him because he can't fit in the car. And they put the hat, the head, Chucky's head, on top of the car. Yo, they beheaded Chucky. Yo, the cops beheaded Chucky. Yeah, that's some severe, you know, police on rat brutality, okay? And not the rats that they like either. All right. And apparently this dude got busted for credit card fraud. And what's worse about it is the fact that he had the fucking credit cards, I believe, in his suit or in his possession. And it's like, bro, really? Like, you really got to stoop so low as to robbing people at Chuck E. Cheese? Like, I thought that was where a kid could be a kid. Apparently it's where a crook could be a crook. But yeah, who the fuck would have known that an adult are not an adult playground. A kid's playground, you'd see a dude in a costume catching a perp walk. But anyway, on to the next bullshit topic that we're going to speak on. Okay, so the next fucking thing is apparently it's trending on TikTok. It's now trending on Instagram. This was brought to my attention by a YouTuber who was British. Don't know his name, but apparently, and again, I'm going to preface this with, I don't know if this shit is real or if this guy just has real good CGI and real good makeup effects, okay? But apparently, there is this YouTuber named Kin. And apparently, on August 29th of this year, he found a meteor that was in his backyard. So he takes this meteor. Now, mind you, this guy used no type of protection, no type of gloves, no nothing. Anyway, so he brings in said meteor, right? And that day, or a couple of days into it, he then puts, he puts leaves that's like around, you know, in his backyard, and puts them on his, well, not his meteor, but it's now his new found meteor. And these leaves proceed to burn on contact. Now, in the beginning, he says, and I, it's translated in some, not podcasters, but YouTubers' videos. He says that it smelled burnt. So after a week of the TikToker Kin having this meteor, like a black ooze, it's pretty much, I can describe it of what it looks like as like Venom from the Spider-Man comic and like the movies and shit like that. They're like within a week, cracks start to form on the meteor, and there's like a black ooze and a black tentacle that comes and leaks out of the cracks on this meteor. Okay, so over time, Kin finds out, because he's posting daily videos, right, that this thing, I don't even know what the fuck it is. It looks really cool, but it looks like it could fuck you up at the same time. Okay, so he, mind you, it was probably like 3 or 4 videos in as to where he actually got fucking gloves. This guy's full on touching it with his hand. So if this is a fucking alien, it's learning from the bacteria that this guy put on, from not only the leaves, but also from his hands. Okay, you got to think like these things are, you got to think ahead and think like maybe these things are sentient. All right, I'm going to say right here and right now, if this guy becomes superhuman or some way becomes like he fucking starts flying around and shit, he's got fucking heat vision. I'm going to call it right here. This might be the first wave of like mutants, like from the X-Men. Anyway, so he realizes that it grows bigger with sunlight, right? So he puts it in a little dish, and then from a little dish to a little bowl, from a little bowl, right, he then puts it in a fucking safe. Fucking excuse me? All right? What the fuck? Oh, bro. Okay. And then this fucking genius consistently like realizes that it's getting bigger. And, you know, over time, like I also forgot to mention, this guy also cut pieces off and sent it to other people. Now, people, who the fuck he sent it to? I do not know. I'm not a fucking scientist. Maybe he's got scientists in his back pocket. Maybe he sent it to fucking Bill Nye and for fucking resurrected Professor Proton. Who the fuck knows? I don't know who we sent it to. But anyway, nobody got back to him, right? So over time, this thing is growing, right? This thing went from a bowl, okay? This thing, it was in a fucking deep freezer, okay? It literally was the same fucking deep freezer I have at my house, okay? And this thing, you could literally, listen, I'm pretty sure that Jeffrey Dahmer had a later model and was putting fucking his victims in those types of freezers, okay? He even got a little section that's got like a little lip. He probably put like the organs and shit. Okay. 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 It's not spooky season yet. But anyway, this thing started to crawl. Listen, the tentacle, but this thing has tentacles, okay? And not only that, but this thing also was breathing. Like this thing moved. It kind of crawled. It like, it looked like it breathed. And so this guy puts it in a deep freezer, all right? And it start, like you see a tentacle crawling up the side of the fucking freezer, okay? Now, again, people, I don't know if this is real or not. If it is, bro, you got an issue. If this is fake, bro, this guy needs to, if this is like what the fuck do you call it? Like, you remember back in 2016 when motherfuckers were dressing up as clowns and scaring people, but it turned out that that was like they took it too far from a promotion from like a promotion for a movie that was coming out about clowns, and like nobody could dress up as clowns for a couple of years for Halloween, and you know, it was fucking lame. But I don't know if this is like a promotion for that type of like movie. If it is, that is an ingenious way to do it, because TikTok is like, if you're gonna advertise like an indie movie or a movie you want everyone to see, you might want to start like doing like small TikTok reels, not trailers, but like if you're gonna do like a found footage film, like that might be the way to go, like Blair Witch, but like you're getting like clips of it on TikTok or on Instagram, because I'm not on TikTok. That would be fucking awesome. Anyway, so eventually this thing is, it's not too big for the fucking deep freezer, right? But eventually he's like, okay, I gotta let this thing go. So this motherfucker puts this shit in fucking water, okay? And then not only that, right, he puts it in water and this thing learns how to fucking swim. What? Okay, so now this thing is adapting to the environment. Check and check, okay? It doesn't like the sunlight. It's adapting to the environment. It burns fucking on contact with, like, leaves and shit like that. And keep in mind, this guy for a couple of days was touching this thing with his fucking hand. So who knows? If this thing is an alien, who knows how intelligent this thing is? Anyway, he goes and he puts this thing in the fucking water. And he goes back the next day and it's still there. And yo, like from what I can see, it's growing. And then he made another video to where, like he said, like when he was in his apartment, he saw like a bottle that was knocked over. And apparently, God damn, that those bong hits are hitting back at me. Anyway, apparently he said that, there was a bottle that was knocked over where he had like a sample that he had cut off, like I had mentioned before, but apparently he had knocked over, and like apparently he's got like two or three more aliens in his house. Again, people, I don't know if this is real. If it is, bro's got a problem. If it's not, then this is going to make one hell of a fucking movie. Anyway, so we don't know, but I'm pretty sure due to the fact that, you know, we had spaceships coming out of the water and we got, you know, UFOs in the sky or UTIs or whatever the fuck they want to call them now. Yeah, not only do dragons exist, but also fucking aliens exist too. Like, we already knew that, the government knew that, but now for all the non-believers that are like, oh no, I can't be, shut up, just stop talking, silence. Okay, but I will be keeping updated on this kin venom situation, because that's literally what he named it venom, okay? Because it literally looks like venom. If you look this up, it's like his TikTok is Kin Panama. I better be getting paid for this shit. No, I'm just playing. His name is Kin Panama on TikTok. And the thing is called Venom. But like, then there's like the new one that is out. It's like a K. It's like a K-25 or K-22. I don't know what it is. Yeah. It's called K-25. Aliens exist. And you better people better watch out. Like so if you see any black shit like lurking in the trees, like that's not friendly. But now on to the main potatoes of this episode. All right, so the big question of Blind Banger number 12. Once again, like, share, and subscribe. Follow the _ Blind Perspective. Anyway, question for today's episode. Not that I've asked any of the other open-ended questions, but we're going to start with, this is the first question on episode 12 to the audience. When was the last time that you invested in something for yourself? Okay. So, and what I mean by that is, like, how are you investing in yourself? Are you putting yourself primary? Or are you putting yourself secondary? Or are you putting yourself as a basic necessity when it comes to investing? Now, I don't mean just like money and like stocks and all that. Relax, people. What I mean by that is it's going to be broken down in a couple of different ways. It's going to be broken down. I ain't even count. But for one, when is the last time that you all have read a book? Like, genuinely have read a book and received the knowledge? My parents always told me that knowledge is power. And I always took that like very seriously. And I was a kid to where like you really had to like nail me down to pay attention. But I realized when I was told that knowledge is power, when like you, I'm not saying like you have to know everything about everything. However, if you know a little bit about everything and you're like, it's like a knowledgeable master of all, or jack of all trades, master of none. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is like, for example, like this year, especially, I'm trying to change my perspective, not my blind perspective, just my perspectives in general. And one of the things I'm realizing through this year is like my journey to have a better grasp on patience, basically, because I am not a very patient person. I'm expecting things to be done now. And I don't know if that's because like of the generation I was born in. I was born in tail end of 97. So people say I'm Gen Z. People say I'm Gen Y. I say I'm Gen F because like I'm like the last few, generations to where like we had like, you know, cursive writing books, agenda pads, like, put in the comments if you remember the cursive writing books and the agenda pads and the math problems you had to do in a minute. It was like multiplication, division, subtraction, addition. I don't know if anybody else did that, but like in my school district, we did that. But yeah, it's just, it was also reminiscent about when I was going back and listening to episode 11 about the school. And just, you know, getting some feedback on that, which was great. And yeah, but like, when is the last time that like you guys went and read a book. When is the last time you stepped into a library? Because a library, you can just borrow these books, okay? And it's for free. So what is preventing you from broadening your horizons of knowledge? What is preventing you from getting a person's different perspective on whatever it may be, whether it's, you know, life or money or religion or fantasy? It could just be a different author that you've never heard of, but maybe you heard just bad reviews about it. But when's the last time like you took some time and invested and put more knowledge into yourself? Like, I realize that not only is it knowledge, but also like growth has a lot to do with knowledge and, you know, like developing into the man or woman that, you know, you want to be, whoever's listening out there. And when like you think about it, and well, I don't know if like you guys think about it, I think about it quite often, like I'll be, you know, by myself with my own thoughts. And I will just get like this wave of just everything just hits me at once. And then I realized, and I really have to get back into the habit of this. But like, I'm always like, oh, I'm busy. Oh, I'm on this. I'm a procrastinator. I'm a professional procrastinator. People, you guys will realize this. But when it comes to also knowledge, it's also like a repetition of certain things, like bettering habits that maybe you need. Like, knowledge isn't always like reading books and going to college. It is also like a grasp on the type of person you want to be. So if you're a person who's like, okay, I want to be more organized, then maybe you need to have the knowledge and the commitment and the dedication to be more organized and follow through on certain things. Like I said in the last episode, I think I said in either episode 11 or episode 10, like making your bed has especially when I make my bed, like I feel like it's like the first thing that I completed. Like I don't leave my room until I make my bed. Some days I'm fucking lazy, but most days I make my bed and I'm like, all right, that's the first thing. And then I already know, like, all right, like that is there's like, I'm already on the right track. Okay. So if you commit yourself into making better habits and you have the knowledge and the commitment to better yourself as a person into the person that you want to be, because it can't be about the person that like your parents want you to be, or, you know, your boyfriend or girlfriend wants you to be, your friends want you to be. It's who you want to be. Like if you want to be more, you know, organized, or if you want to be more committed, if you want to be more affectionate, more loving, you have to put that commitment in. It takes you making the first step. And that is the biggest investment, is like not only putting yourself and investing in yourself, which we will get to, but also having the knowledge to broaden your horizons and be like, okay, if I want to be this type of person, then these are the steps that I need to make in order to become the person that I envision in the back of my head. So one of the things that like I really hope that somebody grasps is like, all it takes is like the knowledge of self and knowing that like if you truly dedicate and devote and commit yourself to what you want, it will happen in the future. It just takes time. So another thing that like, obviously, one of the key things when people think about investing is money. And that's where this part comes in. All right. So So I'm always a person who, like, yes, I always tell people, like, oh, if I have, you know, $10 billion or $1 trillion, like, my life would be better and all of that. And, you know, and a lot of things it would be. Like, I tell people all the time, like, if I was a billionaire, I've had hundreds of kids. But one of the things that I want to touch on is money and, like, it putting your money away wisely. Now, I'm not going to be here and be like, oh, you need to squirrel every penny away and blah, 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 blah. Like, you got to squirrel every penny away. No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. Like, live how you want to live. Live within your means. Don't live, like, with debt over your head. But, and it took my uncle telling me this, that, like, yo, all it takes is just a little bit of money every month and just put it into something. Like, I recently got into crypto and I'm working now on, you know, getting more of an understanding on crypto and what it is, like, such as like certain crypto coins, such as HBAR, Ethereum, Ripple, XRP, things of that nature. But, like, and I never thought I would be saying this because I'm a person that was like, oh, like, we don't really know what the future holds and this and that, but, like, I'm a person now to where I'm 27 and, I mean, I'm not going to be having any kids, at least I don't plan on it. And I'm a rather hard person to deal with, so I don't think I'm going to be getting married anytime soon. But I realized that, like, if what they're saying about just cryptocurrency, like, if you invest and you just read up on certain things again, like, all of these topics that I cover, they all somewhat tie into each other. So again, this is reflecting on the last topic, which is knowledge. So expanding your knowledge on, say, cryptocurrency, and you could then learn to invest in your future, and you just have to pay attention. And I have invested in crypto coin. And it's not very hard for me to understand, but I'm not a numbers person. So, like, I can do basic math, but, like, it's hard for me to do numbers and that. But, like, if what they're saying is true, then, you know, things like, you know, like I said, Ripple and XRP and HBAR and, you know, these could all be, like, waves of payment in the future. And that is definitely something you want to invest in, especially when it comes to, like people that are my age. And, you know, it's kind of not weird getting a job, but, like, there are so many options. Like, you can be anything from an influencer to an Uber driver to, you know, working behind the counter at a Dollar Tree. And no shame to any of those people, because a job is a job. But it's just, you know, when I was growing up, and I feel so old saying this, but when I was growing up, like, there were, like, I remember my teacher saying, like, oh, you have to go to college and this and that. And I don't think that people my age thought that, like, you know, if you do a real good TikTok dance, like, all of a sudden you're going to get a Starbucks deal and you're going to have a drink named after you. But that is one of the things, like, again, live how you want to live, live within your means, but, like, also think about your future. And one of the ways that you can think about that when it comes to money is also just, like, saving money, like, investing in something that, like, you can't see right away, but, like, over time you will see it grow. So, yeah, if you put $200 in, yeah, it's $200 that you don't have now, but, like, $200 could turn into $200,000 in, like, you know, a couple of weeks. So You know, it's things like that. And again, people, I'm no fucking expert investment banker or stockbroker. I just follow what the fuck I see on YouTube, okay? And I try and follow along. But that is definitely something that one might think, like, just definitely start investing in the future when it comes to putting your money away and putting your money aside. Oh, if I could keep time in a bottle. Yes, yes, the next topic is time. Okay, and time is not just in a sense of like not procrastinating, because listen, people, I don't know about other blind people, but this particular blind fellow behind the mic, the blind spitfire, self-proclaimed, is, listen, king of procrastination. And I wear the half-made crown because, you know, we got a little lazy in the making of the crown. But I am one of the kings of procrastination. Like, I will literally put something off until the very last minute, and I'll be like, oh, I got it. And then it's not getting done. It's not getting done. But when it comes to time, it's not just like procrastinating and, you know, using the most of your time, but it's also dedication of time. So I love the phrase living in my head rent free. And when I've heard a lot of people close to me be like, oh, you know, this bitch is living in my head rent free. And that always just kind of just threw me for a little bit of a tizzy. And, you know, I never understood as to why. Well, I gotta take a sip of my drink. Hang on. I'm drinking rum and Red Bull. Anyway, so I never understood why people, and again, I was a person that used to allow people to live, quote unquote, rent, live, quote unquote, in my head, rent free. And this was me as a kid. This is me very younger, and I can never understand why people now like would allow themselves, especially when there are so much other things to occupy your time with. Like, I don't, like, I have friends. I have people that are genuinely close to me who have like accounts that they have made to follow their ops. And this ain't like pew pew type of ops. Like, well, listen, we ain't in Chicago. Like, it ain't those type of ops. All right. But I'm talking ops like just haters. And I literally know people, both male and female. Okay. It's not just females that do this, both male and female, that have Instagram accounts. And they literally will be following their ops. Like, and giving them the time of day, and like following their story, and in a way comparing themselves to people that they don't even like. And I'm a person who was always on the, not always, I'm a person who has been on the frequency as to, like, why would you give someone the time of day when they wouldn't even give you 5 seconds? Like, why would you give someone the time of day when they wouldn't even give you the time to, like, give you, like, get a pail of water if you were on fire? Like, I could never understand that. And again, I've been told that I'm an old soul. I can kind of see it, but again, we have so many things nowadays, from TikTok, Instagram, fucking Tinder, this, that, read a fucking book, to where people will really go out of their way to make themselves miserable. Like, think about it this way, okay? People literally make Instagram accounts, so they will be on their main account where they have their government name, so to speak, okay? And then they will actively push that button, go into another account, and then start scrolling and doom scrolling about people they don't even like. Like, that is one of the biggest wastes of time I can imagine. And that's not the only biggest waste of time that I've heard of. Now, other than giving people, you know, quote unquote, space in your head rent free, there's also other things too. Like, if you're like following your ops, right? And I don't mean ops like they're spinning the block, but I just mean you look at them as an opposition. Okay. So you mean to tell me that you're following your ops on Instagram or Bumble? What the fuck? What the fuck even is Bumble? I don't even know Bumble. I don't really do that online. I know it's the online dating shit. You'll follow them on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, coming up with a whole nother fucking account. Okay. Where you gotta, like, it literally takes like 5 seconds because I have everything on like one device. But like that, like, you're literally making yourself miserable. Like, you are literally making yourself miserable. And not only that, not only are you giving your oppositions and the people that you supposedly hate, and might I just say that you have to really love someone to hate them, like, and that's kind of why I really don't like using the word hate. A person who sent a question last episode said that they don't like using the word hate, and I agreed with them, and I was like, I'm like, Grinch, hate, 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 devil hate, loaded with hate. But like, I'm like, why are you giving a person the attention if you don't even like them? Why are you giving the attention to a person who doesn't want to be friends with you when you're trying to be friends with them? Even if you're not even trying to be friends with them, like, why are you trying to be friends with someone when they don't fucking like you? That don't make sense. You're like the fat bitch going to the prom with no date and a ratchet ass dress. I'm sorry. And shout out to my fit queens out there. But like, I'm talking about the fat bitch that don't know how to carry herself properly and looks like a fucking llama in a dress. Okay. But another thing, right, is the fact that not only are you giving your fucking ops the time of day, but also these are the same people that will sit there on Instagram or TikTok and be like, yo, I'm going to do this and this and this by the end of the year. And, you know, starting next week, I'm going to do this, this, and this. Why are you not doing this now, shorty? Why are you not doing this now, bro? Like, bro. Why are you not doing this right now? The time is now. And I'm going to quote John Cena. Dun, 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 dun. Like, the time is now. Okay? And, like, that's another thing. Like, you see a lot of people who will make all these bold statements and not deliver. It's like a hoe on the blade that's got fucking herpes or HIV. Like, don't nobody want you. Don't nobody want you. It's like, you see a beautiful ass hooker, but she got a fucked up face. Like, she beautiful from the neck down. All right. It's like, it's false advertising. Okay. But like, when you're false advertising on your life and you're making all these bold statements and then you're let alone posting about it, you're going out of your way to post about it. You're coming up with a caption, you're editing the video, and you're not doing anything with it. Like, that's nothing. Like, you're wasting time. Like, now is the time, especially now, to where, again, no shame to anybody that has made it, but you literally can get famous off of doing a dance, making a video, And Starbucks will call you and be like, we would like to give you a drink deal. We saw you at our location. It's like, I'm not saying it's that easy, but it's literally 1, 2, 3. This shit just doesn't happen. Like, I'm pretty sure there's been some TikTokers that have their drinks at Starbucks that were making videos day in and day out. But you will see these other people that will be like, oh, what about me? And why is it not me? And then, you know, they will make it they'll make it all about them. But then they'll say that the reason why they're not getting picked is because, you know, it's either, oh, I'm this, oh, I'm that, oh, it's because of this, oh, it's because of the patriarchy, oh, it's because I'm black, it's because I'm purple, it's because I got polka dots, it's because I got fucking blue flames coming out of my pussy. Like, people will come up with the dumbest excuses as to why they didn't make it and as to why they didn't make their goals. But the reason as to why they didn't make their goals is to simply, they didn't put the time and the effort and the energy into what they wanted to do. They just talked about it. Like I remember, like, my father always said, my pops, shout out to my pops. My pops always said that there are some who talk about it and there are some that be about it. Who are you going to be? And I didn't know how to answer that at first, because as a young kid, I always talked a lot of shit and I was always ready to fight like grownups. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I was always ready to fight, but you know, I didn't always know what he meant by that, because, you know, now I have conversations with my pops and He tells me, he's like, you know, I couldn't tell you everything that I wanted to tell you. I couldn't teach you everything I wanted to teach you because, like, you know, you were 3 and I had to teach you in like this way and in this way and in this way. And, you know, the fact that, like, and I still remember these lessons. Like, I still remember Saturday morning cartoons with, you know, the mixing bowls that you use for baking. Having that full of either Fruity Pebbles or, you know, Pops or whatever cereal we had on deck, and sitting there and watching Saturday morning cartoons. And, you know, when Saturday morning cartoons ended, because I think it ended at like 10 or 11, my pops had the cassette tapes of like the old school cartoons. So I'm talking, I grew up watching He-Man, Thundercats, you know, what the fuck else? G.I. Joe, like, you know, all of these iconic 80s, 80s cartoons that, like, are main staples, and also 90s cartoons. Like, I don't know how many cassette tapes he had, but there was, like, a whole Rolodex. Like, if I wanted to watch Red and Stimpy, Pinky in the Brain, like, there was no shortage. Fat Albert, like, there was no shortage of cartoons or wrestling tapes. But also when it comes to, you know, time, also investing it in others. Like, and I'm not saying, like, completely deprive yourself of time from yourself, but putting your time into other connections and other friendships and relationships, that is also a key element into putting usefulness into your time. Listen, I said this, I don't know what episode I said it in, but we only have 24 hours in a day. We only have 1,440 minutes in a day. People. So we have to make the most of that, because, again, like, I talk to, like, family members and they're older and they're like, you know, like, you don't know where the time goes. And it really always stuck with me. I remember my my Jima, she was a she took care of older people. She was a CNA? Yeah, CNA. But it was like one of those like live-ins, right? So I remember she took her lady out to her birthday, and we had seen her for her birthday. And, you know, I was sitting next to the woman, and we'll call her Louise. And I was like, Louise, happy birthday. Like, I'm so, like, I can't believe it. And she was like 70-something years old. Like, she was up there. Like, past AARP age, but she still looked good. Like, didn't need no walker, didn't need no cane, didn't need no nothing. And, you know, she looked at me, and, like, she was so glad, because this was before I lost my sight. And, you know, she was glad that, you know, everybody was there, but she was like, you know, you think everything is, you think the world's at your feet, and then you blink and you're my age. Where'd the time go? And that always stuck with me. And this was like, I've been blind 9 years. So this was like 10, 12 years ago that she said that to me. And I just always thought about that. Like, in April, I celebrate. I didn't celebrate. It sounded like I had a fucking party. Whoop, whoop. I had 9 years under my belt of being blind. And it's like, where the fuck did it go? Like, I'm 27. Like, I look like I have my youngest sister is 9. Okay. I'm 3 times her age. So it's like that. Like, and I remember, I can kind of remember where I was at 9. And like, she's like so much advanced than me. And that's another thing, like building the connections with people that genuinely, like, you genuinely want to have a connection with us. Like I said, like, why are you putting the time into following your ops and giving them the time of day? Why not put that time into building the connections with your friends or your family? And listen, I have friends that became family, and like, I have, you know, family that became friends, and I don't even really talk to them. So, you know, it's that type of thing as to where you have to make your time useful, and you also have to realize that time is a very short window, and like, there's going to be opportunities that maybe you think in that moment, like, oh, okay, this will come again, and then you pass it up because, again, you're either procrastinating or whatever. And that doesn't come again, and you always are going to look back. It's like I had said in a past episode that fear is like an imaginary glass ceiling. You can either your whole life look at it and wonder what's above that ceiling, but just stare at that same ceiling, or you can be the type to break that ceiling and get a view from the seal from above, so you're standing on top of the ceiling. So now you've surpassed that ceiling, and now you're getting a better view. So that's how I look at time, and especially because of, and you know, I've made my own mistakes with wasting time, and you know, thinking that just the world was in my pocket. And it turns out it wasn't. And it really hit me. It's sad to say this, but, you know, I can honestly say that it really started to reflect of like how precious time was. Not right when I lost my sight, but I had lost my sight at 18. Probably like 20, 21, I started to understand like the value of time. And again, I'll not everyone has my journey. Not everyone has the same come up, whatever. But I realized that, you know, time was precious. and time was valuable, and time almost is currency in a lot of ways. But as well as the fact that, like, you can't get this time back. So another question in this podcast is, how are you investing your time? You have 1,440 minutes in a day. I don't even know how many fucking seconds that is. I'm not fucking a mathematician. But how are you being useful with your time? Like, now is the time to be useful. So how are you being useful with your time? And the last thing I want to talk about, let me just get a sip of my drink before we talk about the last thing about investing. So the last thing I want to talk about when it comes to investing is you. Yes, you, the viewer. So not when I'm talking about you as the viewer, first of all, the proper investment would be to like, share, subscribe, follow the Instagram page, the_blind_perspective. Give you a second. All right. But another thing is investing in you. And this is where kind of all these things come together, whether it's money, it's time, or whether it's time, whether it's money, or whether it's whatever the fuck else we have been talking about. Like, whether it's time, whether it's money, or whether it's knowledge. Now, that all this ties into you and what you want to be. And, you know, when I was formulating this sentence just now, I got a mental picture of the father in the Twisted Sister music video, We're Not Gonna Take It, when he's like, you're a disgusting slob. What do you want to do with your life? It just reminded me of that, where like, that guy gets me hyped. But one of the things is like, again, with the time I talked about, you know, journaling to yourself and just carving out time for yourself, putting away money and setting it aside for yourself for the future, because you don't know what could happen. We could be on the fucking tail end again of another fucking pandemic, okay? But and again, when it comes to time and it comes to money, it also feeds into knowledge and what you want to do and how you want to move about. And again, you need to have that knowledge to know all these different pathways to maneuver in life. So when it comes to yourself, and I had mentioned this in another episode, blind banger, if you will, that, like, it's okay to like be alone. Like, my pops always said, like, we're by ourselves 9 months. Like, what's a little bit longer? And I remember when he used to say that when I was younger, I didn't really understand that. And then as I got older, he would say it, and I'd be like, nah, dude, like, it is true. Because, again, like, we have 9 months of silence, 9 months to ourselves. And then we come into the world and all of a sudden we're all fucking distracted. Like, again, I had said that Kevin Gates had said in an interview, if you can't go somewhere and be by yourself, like in silence by yourself, then something's wrong. And he's right, because, you know, again, the three previous things that I've talked about, knowledge, money, time. Okay. All these three things are keys into putting into yourself. Now, time to putting yourself. You're thinking, well, I put time into myself every day. Do you really? Now, let me ask you something. when you get up in the morning, what is the first thing that you do? Is it make your bed? Is it do some stretches? Is it look yourself in the mirror and say what you're thankful for? Or is it go on your phone and go on Instagram or go on TikTok or whatever social media you have, or look at your messages or look at your emails? Yeah, that's time you're putting into yourself, but that's a time you're putting into yourself being distracted. Okay, like when's the last time you looked at yourself in the mirror and gave yourself a fucking pep talk when you were having a bad moment in your day? No, like people really like look at me sideways when I ask them that. Like, when's the last time you gave yourself a fucking pep talk? I had mentioned in, it was either episode 10 or episode 11, that sometimes you got to have that Scarface moment. Sorry, people. These bong hits are hitting back today. I got a new bowl piece. It's shaped like Yoda, like Master Yoda's head. So high I will be getting, and high I am during this podcast. I lost my train of thought. God damn it. Nope, the train of thought is back. It was derailed momentarily. Now it's back. Okay. I had mentioned that sometimes you gotta have that Scarface moment. Now what I mean is there's that scene where he's got Manny talking and bending one ear and fucking Elvira's fucking doing more coke than El Chapo. And this is where, you know, she tells him, you know, you'd be a lot more nicer if somebody gave you this money instead of getting it yourself. And, you know, he has that scene where he goes, who built this? Me. Who do I trust? Me. And honestly, like, and again, Scarface is a bad example, but he's really not at the same time. But, like, it is like that mentality that you have to have. And I ask people, like, when's the last time you gave yourself a pep talk? When's the last time you told yourself you did a good job? Okay. And again, when it comes to knowledge and money and time, again, I always say that money isn't everything, but you really should invest in your future, and you really should invest knowledge in your future as well. Like, being a well-read person really does help in the long run. I've realized, as well as putting time into the things that you're dedicated to and, you know, committing yourself to those specific things. But also, like, you also have to make, like, all these things you are for you, but in a sense, you also have to make time and energy and space for yourself. Now, what I mean by that is, again, it could start as something simple as making your bed, as looking yourself in the mirror and saying three things that you're grateful for. Or we could do six things because it's an even number and goes with a six. You could do the things that you're grateful for. You could journal. Okay, that's another thing. I have been saying, like, it's a great thing to journal, and I really have to get into the habit of journaling. Like, every day, like, at a certain time, like, sit down and take 10 minutes. Because, again, people, I'm not perfect. I, too, get flustered and get irritated because, like, I don't have time, but I really do have, like, all the time in the world. But I just don't know how to, make use of 110% of it, if that makes any sense. So, like, for some people, I remember I had heard someone say, like, oh, they could never go to the movies by themselves. Why? Why can't you go to the movies by yourself? Like, Are you afraid that somebody's going to look at you? People, it's a dark fucking auditorium with a screen. Nobody's fucking looking at you. Okay? Like, when is the last time, and I say this to my audience, when's the last time that you guys took yourselves out to a dinner? Like, I'm not saying took yourself out to a dinner with friends. Like, when's the last time you just took yourself out and had drinks with yourself? Like, again, if you can't make something happen by yourself, then if you need someone else to make something happen, then you're already living in someone else's story. Like, you're a side character in someone else's story. All right? They're riding the motorcycle and you're in the fucking sidecar. Okay? So it's okay to be by yourself. Like, if anybody takes anything from this podcast, go be by yourself. Like, don't be antisocial. Don't be a fucking, what the fuck are those fucking geeks called with fucking stains on their shirts and they're always on the video game? Oh, an incel. Incel. Sorry. My brain's on fucking turbo mode right now. Don't be an incel, but what do you care if somebody's looking at you if you're by yourself? Okay. Maybe you'll get approached by somebody. Maybe somebody will strike up a conversation with you. You don't know. You have to take that chance and, you know, really fit. Like, when's the last time, like, okay, men, when's the last time you took yourselves out and just took yourselves out for a drink? Ladies, when's the last time you just took yourselves out for a mani-pedi? Okay, like, it goes for both ways. Men, when's the last time you just took yourself out and bought something that you like? Women, when's the last time that you guys, you know, took time and really thought about what you wanted in the future? And this also applies to men too. Like, this is not just a, oh, this is only for men, oh, this is only for women. Like, when is the last time you genuinely put thought and effort and dedication into yourself? Whether it's doing something simple as reserving 45 minutes on Friday to where you don't look at your phone, you just meditate or you just be by yourself. Like, when's the last time you genuinely took time and were by yourself and thought about yourself and improving yourself and didn't think about anybody else? I really want that to resonate with whoever is listening. And I'd really like to know your guys' response. Again, you guys can DM me at the_blindperspective on Instagram. I would greatly appreciate it now that I got all through with investing. Let's get to these motherfucking questions for Blind Banger number 12. Hit that music. Okay, the first question is, so when you became blind, So before you became blind, what was your dream job? That's actually a very good question. Okay, so I had a couple of dream jobs in the future, or when I was younger. So I wanted to be an assassin. I wanted to be an assassin cowboy, an assassin ninja. A lot of these things were assassins, okay? And then when I realized that being an assassin is a no-no, and the government frowns upon that, right? I still, even as a blind person, I know there's going to be people in the comments like, how do you enjoy this? I actually very much enjoy photography. I do have like some favorite like pieces of like pictures that have been taken by well-known photographers. And so I always gravitated toward photography, and, you know, I always wanted to do some out of the box shit. So when I was about 11, 12, one of my things was I wanted to be a traveling photojournalist. And one of my goals was to have one of my pictures on the cover of National Geographic. Very, very much a long shot of a dream, but a kid can dream. Later on, I switched up from being on National I wanted to be on National Geographic to when I was like, you know, a photographer for Hustler or Playboy magazine wouldn't be bad either, because really, I just want to take pictures of fucking naked women, but still with a camera. So yeah, that was one of my dream jobs. Another thing I wanted to do was when I was younger, I wanted to be an actor, and then turned into singer because I was in choir like in middle school. So I also wanted to be like a singer and like a rapper kind of, and like I would have been like a SoundCloud rapper if I had the technology that I had back in like middle school, high school, and I still had my sight. Yeah. Next question is, what exactly can you see? Well, I can see enough that I still got some green in my bowl, and this liquor bottle is still got some volume in it, and don't worry about what I could see. I could see that this is recording right now, and love is life and life is living. Fucking awesome. Yeah. Next question is, do you have a morning routine? So no, not really. Cause I kind of just get up and I kind of just do what I do. Like if I'm in, like I'll make a smoothie in the morning because I'm not really a breakfast person, but I am fine tuning my smoothie skills because I make a smoothie for my pops every day before he goes to work. So I am learning the ins and outs of smoothie making. But no, I don't really have a morning routine when it comes to like skincare or anything like that. Like I have like, you know, face creams and shit like that, but like it's not really like a routine. Like it's kind of like I kind of forget and I'm like, oh yeah, you're still, oh yeah. Oh yeah, I have like this lotion and this moisturizer and yeah. But yeah, so not really a morning routine. I just kind of do me in the morning. My morning routine is wake and bake. Next question is, do you like audiobooks? Loaded question. So, okay. So, me being blind, when I first lost my sight, I was just finding nothing but monotone audiobooks and nothing with like any, you know, flavor in the voice. And eventually I found certain audiobooks that I gravitated to. And then I found out that there were certain audiobooks that were made by the actual authors. So that was cool. But I do when I don't like audiobooks, because as a person who used to be able to see, I do like, you know, going to a Barnes & Nobles or a Borders, or I don't even know if they still have those, but yeah, I'm pretty sure they still have Barnes & Noble and Borders, whatever state you guys are in. But I just love, like, because I remember my Jima, my grandmother, I call her Jima. I remember she had said, like, if you don't like a book within, like, the first one or two chapters, like, it's just not the book for you. And, you know, it's kind of hard doing that now. Because I used to love going on Borders and all those places and just getting books. And yeah. So I do and I don't like audiobooks. Very, very good question. Oh, and next question is, PlayStation or Xbox? Oh, PlayStation all the way. Like, Xbox has good games. Don't get me wrong. But PlayStation all the way. Definitely PlayStation, like especially like the PlayStation exclusive games that they have. Uncharted, God of War, fuck, they got so many. And I grew up on PlayStation. And the last question is, okay, not to be rude, but who helps you record the podcast? Answer to that question is nobody. So I have an editor and he edits the podcast. Bless him. And I have like a soundboard, and it allows me to do cool things like put an echo on my voice like that. Yeah. So I have a soundboard, and yeah, it's a good thing it lights up too, because I wouldn't be knowing what the fuck I'm doing otherwise. I do the recording and, you know, all that. And then I send it to my editor, and then I review it, and then I give the green light to throw it up for you guys to view. And yeah, that's pretty much how the recording process goes. And yeah, but listen, I wanted to just say thank you guys all so much for sending in these questions. I really do appreciate it so much. Please make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. Once again, the Instagram, the_blindperspective. You can follow me at onlyblindghost. You already know ghost is spelt with a 6. And people, this is the end of Blind Banger number 12. Yes, I am back from the hiatus. We are back to, well, not a regularly recording schedule, but just getting back to recording in general. And mine, I just say, it is a pleasure to be back. Yes, sir. And listen, I will see all of you in the next episode. Thank you all so much. Peace.